And we're back, the top of the hour, with the National Intel Report. Your normal host will be John Stattmiller. Ed Waller and John Ainsworth are trying to fill those big shoes today. Betty, I tried to do one of the Fast Talk commercials at the end. I don't know how well you picked up on that, but what else would you like to add to that?
The only other thing I would ask is if the southern states could get back to a Republican form of government.
We have.
You still have the, you do under the 97 thing, but you'd still have a problem with the Bill of Rights being taken away by the judiciary.
Okay, well,
that's not true.
Yeah, keep in mind, Betty, first of all, the Bill of Rights does not apply to state citizens. Okay, you have to understand, citizens were not party to the federal Constitution, the states were.
That's the original intent.
Right. What the Bill of Rights was is a box that the government, the general government, agreed to occupy. Okay, and North Carolina was one of the last holdouts that said, we're not signing the new Constitution in 1791 until we get a Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. If you look at the original North Carolina Constitution, there is a Bill of Rights in it, and it's real close to the Ten Amendments.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, of course, without the state's rights part, because at the state level we didn't have that issue. So, again, if your status is right, you can have those. You have those rights anyway.
Yeah, the rulings of the Supreme Court have been on U.S. citizens' relationship to the Bill of Rights. So when you say that, even if you get your state back, the courts have ruled basically against us, that's not a true statement. The courts have made rulings of United States citizens who reside in the several states. How does the Bill of Rights pertain to them? And so you have to get back into a proper relationship, a proper status, a proper relationship with this entity. And even with the court, we don't have any court rulings coming out on state citizens anymore. They just don't happen because state citizens haven't been allowed to take cases before the Supreme Court. It's a fight.
If you have an attorney, he will absolutely not argue that position.
Yeah. Right. I had an attorney. I've questioned attorneys about taking cases in that we've got. And I had one attorney tell me, he said, if he even mentioned or brought up the positions that we talk about, he would never win another case.
He would probably be disbarred.
I'm not sure he could be disbarred, but, with the system not based upon the facts, it'd be real easy for him just not to win another case, and they'll just starve him. He'll be ineffective at his job.
Yep.
I'm confused how the Supreme Court can rule on something and the states can ignore it.
How do you mean?
Well, if the Supreme Court says you can't have the Ten Commandments, by itself on government property, how can the states ignore that and get away with it?
Well, you got right here in Asheville, North Carolina. We had mascots, which were the Inca squaws, and I can tell you that once they didn't comply with the mandate to not be, related to the Indians and stuff, Janet Reno sent federal marshals in here to make the state comply with the federal guidelines. So it's all a matter of how far they want to push it.
It's also which state are you dealing with. I mean, the federal government has authority, and you've been mentioning this, Ed, that under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, they can pass exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over its citizens. So those are United States citizens residing in the state, which is what they enforce.
Betty, thanks for your call,
and we'll get to the next call.
Is that a big pardon? Didn't know she wanted to say something else.
No.
We'll be right back after the break at the top of the hour.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Still haven't received much in the way of contributions to the pledge drive. Please help support this medium of exchange, people. We want to get this information out. John and I, as well as the other contributors on the research and information to this network, are going to try and find solutions. We don't just want to have people complaining. And one of the things we want to do is get this concept out to people of what's going on and how we got here. And, John, during the break, you and I were talking about it. So why don't you just wax eloquently for a few minutes on what we're talking about?
Well, I don't know how eloquent I can be. But one of the issues we've got is how do you present an argument to get the result you want in law? And we have this situation in this country where we have supposed United States citizens, and the only reason I say supposed is a United States citizenship status can only exist if it was lawfully created. I say there's a huge issue on the lawfulness of the creation of that status, but the issue is that most Americans believe they are one. So that's all they need to believe in order for it to be lawful in their minds. But we've got this community out there, and I will just, call it the Patriot community, that is trying to figure out how do we get the rights associated with the Bill of Rights and the rights that our founding fathers originally put out there, states' rights, you know, get a re-implementation of the 10th Amendment, the 9th and 10th Amendments. And I think when you were talking earlier, and I think it was N. Ray Metter, about the individuals that had gotten a license and then they got busted for not complying, not paying the tax, the tobacco tax or whatever it was. And then after they were busted, they said, hey, we want to argue the constitutionality of the law. And of course, the courts say, well, this isn't the time to argue the constitutionality. You got the license. You've got to go by the contract that you said you're going to go by. And so we've got to not put the cart in front of the horse on these legal arguments. Is if we think an issue is unconstitutional, we've got to argue it on the front end, not acquiesce to it and claim that it's unconstitutional. Now, so what does that do with us here in America? Well, you have a lot of arguments out there that I'm a sovereign American or I'm a state citizen.
Or I'm an Indian.
And the law says that, you know, I, as a U.S. citizen, can't claim the rights of a state citizen. You know, I, as a U.S. citizen, can't claim the rights of a French citizen. And so, or I can't complain about the violations of the rights of a French citizen if I'm a U.S. citizen. And so in order to claim in a court of law the rights associated with state citizenship and the violations that the federal government has done to you, then you must be a state citizen. Now, I know there's a huge movement out there on being a sovereign American. I'm a sovereign citizen. Well, you're not going to find very many court cases out there on the rights in association with the Constitution of the United States of a sovereign American citizen who is not a state citizen or not a federal citizen, just these sovereigns that run around. And so what we need to do is if we want the rights of a state citizen, and there's a lot of other people who believe that, that call themselves constitutionalists, who understand that the Reconstruction annulled the original states, but they also at the same time want to operate within the system and go in, I guess, argue UCC or their statutes and things of this nature. And they have, it's like, well, what ground do you stand on? How do you argue a status that you're not? And this is what we've got to do. We've got to correct our status. We've got to go out there. If we want to have the rights of a state citizen, we have to become state citizens.
We have to teach people that their status is currently wrong, because I think so many of them just can't believe that someone has done this to them.
And the issue, one of the great things about the position we take is that there's historical documents that just back this up that are just innumerable. There's debates in Congress that back this up. And it's a strong, strong argument that time can't change. Doesn't matter what the courts rule about any other status or any other individual, did Congress and does the Supreme Court have an obligation or have authority to recognize and assist and maintain the overthrow of lawful government in this country? Or is the concept that the federal government, Congress, or the Supreme Court, the concept that they that participating in the overthrow of lawful government is not an act of treason? And so for us to flip this role, to flip this situation around to where the people are on top and Congress and the federal government, Congress and the Supreme Court are required to recognize the status of the citizens of the states again, people have to be willing to become state citizens again. And this is where reestablishing lawful government is imperative. It has to happen. If we want to have the legal argument that we can take in there, do we in the United States of America have a right to participate in lawful, provable government, a government that can prove its lawfulness, prove it is of the consent of the free people of whichever state you happen to live in? And that's the problem they have.
Let's get to Russ in West Virginia. He's been patiently waiting for a long time. Russ, what's on your mind?
Well, I have a question for the man. Actually, I have two.
Okay.
One is, I had 40 acres when I first came to West Virginia. I had
and a mule?
Huh?
And a mule?
And a mule. Well, I'm thinking about the mule with the price of gas.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, I'm into this, the Constitution stuff, and I'm known pretty well down here in my area here. But that's not the point. The point is, the township knows who I am, what I'm all about, my sheriff knows, and the whole deal. Now, when I made my new deed out, or the lawyer gave me my new deed, it was not to be recorded. It wasn't recorded. However, I want to challenge my all capital letter name. Now, here's the question. The old deed was given to me in my capital letter name. Are you following me?
Okay.
Now, I have since redid my deed to the 17 acres that's left. But I didn't catch the lawyer fast enough, and she made it all passing the property that was existing from my old capital letter name to me on my new deed in all capital letters. And I can't get her to redo another deed. So I figured I can just go around her by making another deed and forget that deed, avoid it out. Now, the issue is here, should I make out my new deed as transferring property to me from the all capital entity and transfer it to me in my Christian name?
I've had an awakening on this whole straw man, all capital name issue.
Okay.
All right. Basically, all you're dealing with is a legal relationship. That's all the all cap name is. It's a legal relationship between you and a fictitious entity.
Okay.
No different from you operating through a corporation or a trust or anything else. If you don't control the legal relationship, then you accept full liability. Now, the problem is you've already got that piece of property, and I don't want to go too deep into this. I mean, I'll give you when you go on hold, I'll have the director there, Paul, give you an email address where we can communicate back and forth. But the problem is within the registration that currently exists, it is now registered in the state. They have title and interest and the ability to sue on your behalf to protect the title, and therefore you're going to have to pay taxes and all the other stuff. There is a way to get out of that, but it's only for those like yourself who have gone down this road and understand that there's no silver bullets. It takes a lot of work. So when we put you on hold, I'll tell you what, just give Paul your email address, and I'll send one to you.
Well, I don't have email. All right, but I still have one other question.
Yeah.
Now, what we do have here in West Virginia, when these papers are filed, it was my intention to file them in Virginia as well as West Virginia, because under our Constitution, West Virginia does not exist.
That's correct. It does not exist.
Well,
you cannot enforce a contract with an entity that doesn't exist.
Right. Yeah, the state of West Virginia came into the Union supposedly, June 12th, June 17th, 1863,
mm-hmm.
as a perversion.
Within the territorial boundaries of an existing state.
The Constitution says you can make new states, but you cannot create a state from within another state.
Without the consent of the people of the state.
Yeah, now that's
right.
A catch-all that could be altered right there with our corrupted Congress automatically.
No, Congress. The state would have statement over that.
Well, they're not any different than the federal government when it comes to politicians.
Right. Well, things that I would like people to explore is a declaration. You know, if you've got legislative critters, or for that matter, bureaucrats who are not maintaining your rights, who aren't doing what they're supposed to, send them a declaration of dissolution or amendment of their government
because they don't exist.
Well, there you
but
go. But put it
they
put a declaration. Serve it on the proper parties, record it in your state, and let it be known. Because until you declare it, it doesn't exist.
Right. I'm aware of that.
Okay. They have to take notice of the declaration, so declare it, record it down at the county, post it at the courthouse, and then the next time around say, whoa, wait a minute. I have amended my relationship to you because you have failed to protect my rights.
All right, thank you.
This music will be back in a little bit. I'll hold you over, Russ, to get your last word in.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
With the National Intel Report, John and Ed sitting in for John Stettmiller, trying to get through your calls today. Obviously, second hour is on shortwave 7.466. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I'm asking the folks today out there to call in and support our pledge drive. We've got a shortfall. We want to keep this venue open. Call in to pledge at 800-724-2719, extension 116. You can write to RBN, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And all that information is available on rbnlive.com. Ted from Georgia, we're trying to get caught up with the callers. What's your particular take today?
Well, I have a couple of observations. One of them, first thing I think I need to mention, and I'm not giving legal advice, but that is the fact that when you fail to record a deed, then that's a very dangerous situation. And I think that Russ, or whatever his name was, needs to check out the perils of failing to record a deed. Now, that said, let me make this observation.
Well, let me just, okay.
Do you have any?
In the state of North Carolina, there's no requirement to. You can record a notice of transfer of ownership without recording a deed, and it is every bit as good. A bill of sale is the highest form of title in this land. If you record a deed, you're giving up right title and interest to that property.
Really?
Yes, really.
All right. That's interesting. That's a very good observation. I'm glad you made it.
Sure. What else you got?
Well, I think that you do need to be more specific in other ways as to exactly what constitutes registration. I think you've just given one example in relation to the deed.
Okay.
What
other examples do you have in mind?
Well, getting a driver's license, is that does that constitute a registration?
No, that constitutes consent. It's not even a contract.
Does it change your status is what I'm asking.
Well, what it does is it creates a legal relationship between you and the state, which confers duties and obligations like we read in Re Metter. Okay, it has nothing to do with the straw man or all caps names or all that. It's a legal relationship that you've entered into as a voluntary act.
Let me ask you another question.
Sure.
What registrations do affect status?
SS-5, Social Security application, application for a passport.
Voter registration.
Voter registration. Any license or registration with the federal government in particular, and in some cases state, when you get that driver's license, you do check U.S. citizen. So it does affect your status, but it just has nothing to do with this straw man stuff. Let's try and get away from that for the purposes of our discussion here.
Well, I think you need to use this term status rather than straw man. Is that the same thing? Are you using them interchangeably?
I'm not. I'd really, when you're dealing with the straw man issue, let's talk about it as a legal relationship, because that's really what you're defining when you enter into that voluntary act of creating or giving your assent to an agreement to act, behave, or respond to certain requirements in a certain way.
Let me make this observation.
Mm-hmm.
This resulted from the Civil War.
Absolutely.
And the Confederate States of America used the term Confederate. The con was that they were against federalism. And federalism was the force used by the British. When they lost the Revolutionary War, they then went to the non-combatant. They sent in the green soldiers to replace the redcoats. And this was imposed upon us politically. This very thing that you're describing, all this hocus-pocus that you're describing, which you are an expert on, I congratulate you on that.
You know what an expert is, don't you, Ted?
Yeah.
Okay, X is an unknown quantity and spurts that drip under pressure. So for that,
yeah, you are very conversant on the subject, and that's what I'm saying.
Well, thank you very much.
Very much so, very articulate, refreshingly so. But the thing was imposed upon us politically. And, of course, without money, there's very little one can do politically. And
well, the money issue is my favorite hot button, and we've avoided that today because it just opens up a whole other can of worms. We wanted to go some other directions and let the callers choose it, but you're extremely correct in that this was imposed upon us. It was willful. It was intentional. Call it a conspiracy if you want. I don't like to use that. We don't need to talk conspiracies. We can talk facts by what happened, how it violates the original compact between the people and the states, and secondarily between the states and the general government under the Constitution. And therefore, you've got a redress available to you once you understand the game and the rules that are being played.
I think Ted's bringing up a pretty valid point on the political aspect of it. But
absolutely.
We'll bring that up after the break.
It's the Federalists are the ones that imposed it upon us.
whoever, it was our Congress.
We've got to go
to the next break. Thanks for your call, Ted. And Troy, Chris, and Richard, we'll get to you here momentarily.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years had gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And we're back with the National Intel Report at 33 minutes after the hour. John and I were just talking about this issue of citizenship of the U.S. of A. versus U.S. citizen. The government today will admit there's a difference. If any of you have children who will be applying for a Social Security card anytime soon, make sure you cross out the little box that says citizen of the U.S. and put in citizen of the U.S. of A. and see what reaction you get. There is a difference, and the current government acknowledges there's a difference.
And because of my ignorance, because I haven't seen what Ed is saying, I'm still only comfortable with declaring myself a citizen of North Carolina. Just because of sleight of hand, I'm not sure I trust these guys.
And that's fine. There's lots of room under this tent, isn't that?
I'm not trying to dissent from you. I haven't seen what you've seen. And
I understand. Troy from New York.
Thank you. I think that the laws should be few, simple, and clear enough for an illiterate adult to understand them. It seems to me that they are so many and so complicated, and deliberately so, so that our citizens have to hire a barrister to interpret for us and also to mediate for us with these higher beings in their black robes who are also barristers. And here's how I would proceed. There is a clause in the Constitution, you no doubt know, chapter and verse, that says that holders of titles of nobility shall not hold public office. And the barristers are, British...
Accreditation Regency, yeah. The bar is what you're talking about, British Accreditation Regency.
Yes. I would say that as holders of foreign titles and foreign nobility, therefore they have disqualified themselves from holding any public offices. Now, this would clean out the stables, not only in Washington, but also in the state capitals, by kicking these people not only out of the courtroom and out of the judgeships, but out of the governorships, out of the Senate, out of the House of Representatives, and out of the presidency. And that's how I would proceed, and get real citizens in public office and stop this conspiracy against our rights. I might say one other thing.
Yeah.
It's like a malevolent fraternity, and they have all of these secret signs and secret gestures and secret handshakes and secret phrases that only they know and only they understand, which, because we don't understand, we fall into their traps. Because we didn't do the right thing when they made that gesture, or make the right motion when they said this, or understood their language, we fall into their traps. So this seems to me like a spider web, but as far away from justice as you can possibly get. And so that's how I would proceed to clean the spiders out of the state capitals and also Washington, D.C.
You are correct. You are correct, and you're justified in your frustrations. Now, as far as, you know, the direction to go in, how you would proceed, I'm not sure we need to acquiesce that they're in a legitimate spot. This gets back to, let me go back to a little bit of what Russ was talking about, where he was talking about withdrawing, you know, not being a part of their system. That if we say that they're not legitimate, and then that's a useless statement unless the people are willing to fill the vacuum of them, and them being the state officials that are in place now that we say are illegitimate. Unless the people are willing to fill the vacuum and actually start exercising lawful government in this country, they have the authority to maintain order and to stay in place. And so we can't say they're not legitimate and then do nothing about it. We have got to step up to the plate and do something. As far as the complexity of the laws, there was a guy by the name of Joel Barlow who traveled the United States in the early 1800s. I believe he was from Great Britain. And he wrote a treatise on his travels of the United States. And he made this statement. He said, "The maxim of law that ignorance of the law is no excuse holds no place in the United States, in these new United States of America, because the people are so well informed and knowledgeable in the law that they all know and understand the law." And you're right that through these bar associations, or through the finagling of these attorneys and in league with the legislatures, the legislators, they have created chaos out of simplicity. We used to have simple laws, and they have taken the laws of this land and of every state in this union and so perverted them and made them so complex that they have become useless to the people. How useful are laws that are so unclear that two lawyers or two attorneys will take opposing sides to the laws and argue that the other side isn't valid? Well, us as the people, how in the world can I obey a law that is formed in such a manner or worded in such a manner that people who study law and law as their profession can't even agree upon
what the duty
of the people under that law is?
And these legislators are barristers, the members of the...
Well, not all of them.
Well, 90%, no?
But the issue is, what are they barristers of? What are they legislators of? Are they legislators of a government of the free consent of the free people of whatever particular state you are in?
confusion, of tyranny, of confusion. That's what they legislate. You know?
But who are they representatives of? They are representatives of the United States citizens that reside on that piece of property called whatever state you're in.
I would say they represent themselves. They certainly don't represent me.
So then if they don't represent you, do you vote for those people?
No, I represent myself. This is the only way I can maintain any semblance of sovereignty. You see, when you vote for a representative, you're voting for someone to make your decisions for you.
Right. I agree.
Daddy, you're voting for a big daddy, and you're voting to keep yourself a child forever.
Right.
What I say is represent yourself, because though the representative may change and be voted in by another, long live the representative. The representative is dead. Long live the representative. The point is, you never become an adult. You never mature. You never grow up and make your own decisions, because you were fraternally represented. See what I'm saying?
Well, man, I understand that, but I'm just going to a sheer legal argument of these people that are so-called representatives. Let's say I think you're in New York. These so-called people who are
representatives. And I have the other fella. I forget his name. He's a Jewish guy.
Oh, Schuller or
Schumacher? No. Well,
these
people
never represented me.
But Troy, hold on a minute. Now let's get to, see. We got to go down to the foundational issues. As if you registered to vote, you registered as a U.S. citizen.
Residing in the state of New York.
Residing within the state of New York, domiciled in D.C., and therefore, he's basically, got to remember, under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, Congress has the right to rule the District of Columbia any way they see fit. Right? So we can't complain about them when they're doing exactly what the Constitution provided for. The issue is, if you don't get your status correct, if you can't vote as a citizen of the state, or as I'm now referring to, a citizen of the U.S. of A., with all your rights intact, then you can make the legal sound argument that you have no representation basically anywhere.
I would just say one thing. I never saw my John Hancock on any Constitution. I never signed my life away. It is slaves who are born into contracts signed by their owners or their masters or their fathers. And I never signed nothing. And I'm not going to.
Well, that's a Lysander Spooner take on it all. And I'm not sure I agree with that, because that would make, you know, I think that would create chaos out of our societies. And I think people are pointing at the wrong spot to be the problem.
Well, he's got an issue that the people are not party to the Constitution.
But before I go,
the Constitution of the United States.
But before
correct.
I go, let me say one thing. Those who would be educated, I would direct them to thehouseoftroy.com. Thehouseoftroy.com. And I thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Troy. Let's see what time. We've got a few more minutes here. Chris in Texas.
I was calling with a couple questions. One, I'm born here in Texas, so that makes me a citizen of the state of Texas. And I lose my train of thought. I want to know, does the state of Texas Constitution applies to me? Well, does also the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights also apply to me, or is it just the Texas Constitution legally as the law?
Al, you've got a whole bunch of issues there. Okay, you said you're a citizen of the state of Texas. Well, first question is, which state of Texas? The one that was put asunder in July of 1868?
It would be the one that the law today recognizes.
Okay, well then in that case, you would be a U.S. citizen without rights of any sort except the right to live in any of the several states.
Okay, so does that make the U.S. Constitution my constitution that applies to me, or the Texas Constitution?
Well, in fact,
it makes the federal constitution dominant and paramount and not subordinate nor derivative of your state constitution.
Right, but the problem is the part of the Constitution that applies is Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, which the Supreme Court has ruled confers no rights on you. So throw out the entire Constitution except for one section, which basically says Congress has a legislative democracy over the District of Columbia and can rule without any of those pesky little constraints, such as the Bill of Rights and all the other sections of the Constitution.
Okay, I think that answers my question. One more question, if I may. Since I signed, got my driver's license and a voter registration card and a Social Security number, and I consented to all their stipulations or whatever terms, how do I get myself out of that? It's like if I don't renew my license, and how would I go about opting out of Social Security system?
Well, there is a way to do it. I just learned about it. I don't feel comfortable giving advice on it at the moment. Over the next couple months, we're going to be doing a lot of research onto this, trying some things, reporting back the results, and I hope to give you more information on that later, Chris. But right now, you can either go find out for yourself, which will be a long, drawn-out process, or stay tuned to this BAT channel and help support the RBN network so we can bring that information to you at a later date.
Do you guys have a website where y'all might post this updated information?
Please log on to www.ncrepublic.org. We are updating that website as we speak. It'll be a repository for things going on with the Republic and anything else that doesn't fit there. We'll try to bring to you on these alternating Thursdays on RBN Live.
And another thing I might suggest to Chris is that he find the other state of Texas, the one that was put asunder by the Reconstruction Act, and start getting people involved in it. And I don't think that's going to be what most people in the state of Texas call the Republic of Texas. I think they're operating off of a different principle.
Chris, you have gotten so weak, we cannot hear you, so I'm going to have to cut you off, but thanks for the call. And let's bring up Richard in Alabama before the break.
Hi. I want to ask you a question about bench warrants.
Okay, that's not an area we may even know much about.
But first, I want to make a comment about industrial development tax abatements here in Alabama.
Okay.
It seems like all these foreign corporations move in, and they get some really expensive, valuable land, and the state helps them with eminent domain, and they build their property, and they get 10 years without property tax. And my theory is that these foreign corporations are negotiating the property tax abatement just to avoid embarrassing the state, because in theory, I believe they could probably say that since we are a foreign corporation and we are chartered in a sovereign nation rather than an NGO member of the United Nations, that we have standing to dispute the false claims of the International Monetary Fund against this land.
Okay.
Did you follow that?
Not so much, but it looks like you're trying to make it much more complex than it needs to be. As I said at the beginning of the show today, all you got to do is look at Senate Document 43, and you can Google this, Senate Document 43, 1933, one paragraph. All property resides in the state, and we are mere user. It's simple. They took the property when they took the gold and mortgaged the country for the bank.
But here you go. Here's a corporation with extremely valuable land next to the interstate off ramp, and they're paying less taxes than a little shanty house in town. That doesn't seem fair to me. But then let's move on to the bench warrants.
Okay.
In Alabama, the theory is that they use a rubber stamp on the bench warrant. It's a rubber stamp facsimile of the judge's signature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's applied by the so-called magistrate, who is just really the clerk/magistrate, uses a rubber stamp on it. But then they don't show it to anybody, and I suspect that it doesn't really even exist. They won't allow your attorney to see it. They won't allow you to see it. They want you to appear before the judge. Or they want you to get stopped somewhere by a traffic officer and get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my theory is that bench warrant doesn't exist at all until you appear before the judge, and then the judge signs it.
Go ahead, John. I like your comment better.
I was just saying, my theory is that the state doesn't exist at all. They're playing these games with us, and as long as we go along with them, they're going to play a shell game. And you're right. There's so much of that stuff going on nowadays, but their system thrives on it. And their system is not going to allow people to rock the boat on bringing up those issues. The real issue, we've got to fight the real issues. The real issue is, with the state of Alabama that's in operation today, that's putting out these bench warrants, don't fight whether the bench warrant is legitimate. Fight whether the state is legitimate based upon Reconstruction. Was the state of Alabama created by the consent of the free people of Alabama? And the answer is absolutely not. They're not legitimate. And so this goes back to what Russ in West Virginia, we've been talking with all these other people. If you want lawful government, you can't just say, I'm not participating. You've got to say, you're not valid. And the way to get lawful government back in this nation again is for the people to start participating in it. Because the laws of most states says that all government of right originates from the people and is founded upon their will only. And until you're willing to exercise that, then you have to live with what they've got.
Well, not most lawyers have never heard of Dr. Charles Sell, and they don't care. They don't want to hear about atrocities committed by their system. They're just focused on their one little specialty, and they don't care about what I told you about the bench warrants.
And there's the break. Richard, thank you so much. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. We're going to try and keep the last couple calls short because we are running out of time. Drew in Arkansas.
Mine's real short. I want to know what your feelings are on
how to get a passport or get a document in which a person can travel to other countries to do the business.
Let me answer that. I held in my hand less than 2 weeks ago a passport, green in color, for citizens of the U.S. of A. It never expires. So you think it's different? It's doable. You go to your State Department, not the U.S. Post Office, tell them you want a passport for a citizen of the U.S. of A. You can get it. I'm going to be doing that myself here shortly because mine has expired. And the remedy is there. They already acknowledged the difference.
Now, where do you get this?
Go to the State Department.
Can I say State Department in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely, because the State Department deals with what? International relationships. If you are not a citizen of the U.S. of A., you are a foreigner, and therefore only the State Department can deal with you.
Is there a special application for that?
Ask your State Department what they need for you to get a passport as a citizen of the U.S. of A.
You have a direct office?
I don't. The Internet should be available to you for that.
Okay.
But I can tell you...
Would you please get back on this station and let us know?
I sure will. That's what I've been trying to tell people. John will have us here every other Thursday, one or the two of us, and we will be bringing this stuff to you as we get results back. I attended the seminar, but I don't want to bring anything to you or tell you anything unless I've tried it myself and can tell you how to do it. But it's got to be educational. This isn't about flipping the bonds on one issue. This is about a total re-education of citizens to understand who they are, what their status is, and what they need to do.
Waiting for more information from you. Thank you. God bless. Have a great day.
Thank you, Drew. Dave in Arkansas.
John. Hello. John.
Hello, Dave.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Good to speak with you again.
Yeah.
Just a quick point. The distinct difference between United States of America and United States is found in Title 28. That's the Judiciary and Judicial Procedures, Section 1746. With only two subparagraphs, one and two.
That's correct. Actually, there's several other places, too, but that's some of the paramount places you can go see it.
And read the preamble to 1746. It's very important.
Yep.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
God bless you.
Wayne in Texas.
Yeah, hi, guys. I appreciate all the work you're doing. Yeah, I've caught bits and pieces of the show, but... I think one important thing listeners need to understand is, and if you could back me up on this, isn't every correspondence you receive from city government, state, county, actually offers of contract? And that we have to understand how to handle that paperwork, because the key is they're trying to get us to fall into dishonor by throwing it away, tearing it up, whatever, and not responding. And that's part of the reason we get into these little battles. It could be over the length of your grass or some other problem, because we actually got into a contract with these people unknowingly.
I would say that unless you have a status that they recognize or are obligated to, you'll be tough. Now, you're right in that every time they send you something, they want you to recognize their jurisdiction as legitimate.
Yeah.
And as soon as you start responding, saying, yes, I am part of your system,
but if you
yes,
turn
you
it
do acquiesce.
Discharge and closure,
okay, that
the
is
matter.
The end of the show.
Yeah.
Sorry we can't get to any more of your questions, Wayne. Thank you, one and all, for joining us today on the National Intel Report. Please make your pledge to support RBN so we can continue. I mean, we don't get paid to do this. We bring the information to you from our hard labors, as do all of the contributors to RBN. Let's keep it around. We want to grow this thing. Call into 800-724-2719, extension 116, or mail your contributions so we can get our pledge drive out of the way and successful and keep bringing this information to you. Thank you, one and all. Have a blessed day, and we look forward to seeing you next Thursday.
Children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help. by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the